Hey, Bridget.
Good morning, Patricia.
How are you today?
I'm just fine and dandy.
Okay, and welcome to the KPIP recording studio.
Isn't this lovely? This is so wonderful. I'm glad you have this new space.
It's a really big we haven't made an official announcement yet, but we're getting ready to. And so the big news is now that we have a professional space, which we rent from the county at the Keller Building.
What a win-win situation for both sides.
You know,
you have this expansion in productivity for KPIP, and you're putting back into the community by renting from the community. That's so awesome.
That's true. That's a healthy community. You know,
it is. It makes things better. You know, the mm-hmm. whole area thrives when we do that. We seem to be getting more of that suddenly with a couple of new places opening or staying open.
So that is true, and I'd love to sit and chat about that, but...
That's a different story, right?
That's a different story. Today's conversation really is a Just the Facts, Ms. Hussey, conversation, and you are, excuse me, as everyone knows, the president of the Fayette Area Community Theater.
Yeah, for some reason, they keep putting me back in charge.
Well, you have a vision.
I did have a vision.
Yes. So,
and things have come to fruition over it.
Mm-hmm.
We had our annual meeting in May. We did mm-hmm. a space murder mystery interactive play. May the 4th be with you, you know. That was a lot of fun. Mm-hmm. And with that, we do our membership drive. We mm-hmm. we do a donation drive. And mm-hmm. the community is always so supportive of FACT. And that really is what helps us continue doing theater. When you put on a production, it's a great cost. And unless we make tickets outrageously expensive and hustle to pack the theater every night, we aren't going to make a profit on a show.
Mm-hmm.
It just doesn't happen.
Mm-hmm.
And we want a good show, and we want everybody to be entertained. So we would rather take a small loss, only break even, and then work on other things, other fundraisers or donation drives mm-hmm. to keep the coffers filled so that we can do productions. And we wouldn't be able to do it without the community that supports us so well. And just little donations from $10 all the way mm-hmm. up to, I think we get $500. Mm-hmm. So that's mm-hmm. wonderful.
Yep. So this year you did the junior version of Wizard of Oz, which did pack the theater three nights in a row. And then the second production was Nonsense,
which didn't necessarily pack the theater, but everyone went away laughing and
mm-hmm.
enjoying themselves. They
That's
really
right.
enjoyed this show.
Mm-hmm.
Both shows were very successful.
Mm-hmm.
Wizard of Oz was a huge cast,
mm-hmm.
lots of children, lots of young children,
mm-hmm.
lots of new faces, which mm-hmm. is always great. You know, you
That's
get
right.
kids involved early and they continue. They look to pursue it. It doesn't have to be a career, but
mm-hmm.
they enjoy the camaraderie and they enjoy learning something new and different, and that helps them in almost every aspect of their life. If you can get up in front of somebody and talk and sing,
mm-hmm.
you're much better about job interviews, about leading
mm-hmm.
sales teams, things like that.
Mm-hmm.
So it's wonderful, even if they never do another show, they had a great experience.
Mm-hmm.
We need to actually bring Carrie and Cindy mm-hmm. and Amy in to talk about it, because they have some wonderful stories about how these kids just, you know, gathered together and gave each other emotional support and physical support while they did this production. Because it was, even though it was a junior version, that just means they, you know, cut down on a few of the songs and scenes, because it's a lot of work for someone who is, I think the youngest one was 4.
Mm-hmm.
But they put their heart and soul into it and really make it happen.
Mm-hmm.
And it was fun to watch kids.
It's magical.
Yes, enjoy themselves
yes,
and
yes.
be able to shine
mm-hmm.
and be able to show off for their parents and grandparents and neighbors and teachers.
And cousins.
Oh my goodness. It truly was. It was always
uh-huh.
so packed and,
yeah.
and I think everybody enjoyed it. And wonderful
mm-hmm.
set and costumes.
Mm-hmm.
So great talent that hopefully will be in the high school play also.
Correct.
And come back for another fact show, mm-hmm. you know, even if they're no longer kids, you know, we still do adult programs.
That's right.
Because then there was Nonsense that Brenna and Michael O'Neill directed. And if you don't know the show, it is very funny, very silly funny. Even though there are only five members of the cast, five wonderful women mm-hmm. who bring an amazing show to life.
And they had live musicians.
They had live musicians
on stage.
They had some student musicians mm-hmm. and college musicians and adults and mm-hmm. a couple of family members. I think there were a couple of families. That's always nice to get involved that way.
Mm-hmm.
But yes, I laughed quite a bit through that one.
Yes. Well, interestingly, I think you had two first-time directors.
Yes.
Which means you're broadening your base of people who now know they can direct. They can co-direct because once, I think, from my perspective, what they have learned is they don't do it alone ever.
Right.
You need to have a team of people, and so now they can co-direct. They might not want to be the main director again, but they know how to be supportive, and so you just broaden your depth. Is now more significant.
Right. Well, that's mm-hmm. it. It is a very hard thing to do all on your own. You mm-hmm. need a team because you really have a production team. Mm-hmm. You have to have those people who work backstage as a stage manager, a house manager, doing your lighting and your costuming and sets. Depending on the show, you might need help with makeup and hair. You might need help just wrangling people when mm-hmm. you have so many munchkins, things mm-hmm. like that. You also need someone who's your right-hand man. As a director, you don't have enough eyes for everything. So you've mm-hmm. got to have that person who can be right there with you. As a co-director or assistant director, musical director.
Your stage manager.
Yes, just someone, even mm-hmm. just an assistant to the director, mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. Who can help you. If you're talking to the actors and trying to make sure that the lights and sets and props are all working in tandem, you have to have somebody that you can turn to and say, write this down, you know, help me remember that, because you're not going to be able to do it all mm-hmm. very well. You'll forget, we all forget, mm-hmm. and you'll be in the same spot going, oh, I didn't do that. Mm-hmm. So it is very nice to have more of a team than just one person.
Mm-hmm.
It can be done.
Mm-hmm.
It's been done in the past. But it's also a very good way to get your feet wet.
Mm-hmm.
If you work with an experienced director,
mm-hmm.
then you can go, okay, I know what I would do differently.
Mm-hmm.
And then you might feel better about stepping up to the actual director role the next time.
Right. Eventually, you'll get a taste of it. And if you have the appetite, right?
Yes.
If you have the desire to do that, then it's a life-changing experience for the first time.
It is.
Folks.
It is. And you go through that where you're very excited at first. You go through that slumber going, oh, my gosh, mm-hmm. is everything going to work out?
Mm-hmm.
Why did I do this? You know, nobody loves me. And then the show happens, and it's wonderful, and you forget all the hassles, and you go, oh, I can't wait to do my next one. What am I going to do next?
Right, exactly.
But it's nice to have a large pool in a community to draw from because mm-hmm. the problem is we do this because we love theater. And most of us don't say, oh, I love to direct and that's all I want to do.
Mm-hmm.
A lot of us want to do both. You know, we want to get
act
on stage too.
And perform.
Right.
And sing and dance.
So it's nice to not have to be stuck in a box
mm-hmm.
where you're always going to be the go-to person for a particular thing. And it's hard not to when we're a small theater.
Mm-hmm.
Once you know how to run the lights,
mm-hmm.
you're going to run the lights because we need you. So that would be nice. One thing I haven't gotten to yet, maybe I can get to that, is I'd love to have some workshops where we teach several people. Wizard of Oz was great because we had a lot of younger people learn how to run the spot, the lights, the sound, to work backstage,
mm-hmm.
to work on the set and props. And that's what I also did with the high school play,
mm-hmm.
is giving a true education.
Right.
So that it's not one person who you go to all the time. That's great if you have a theater where you pay positions, but we're a community and we need to be able to involve everyone in everything
mm-hmm.
so that you're not stuck in one role.
Well, isn't that interesting? It gives me a lot of ideas, or I can see it. Wouldn't that be an interesting thing to do one weekend, to learn how to handle the lights?
Yes.
The lighting for any show, and sound, you know, and I think that sometimes the technology will overwhelm people.
Yes.
Who agree to do it for a show, but they're learning on the fly.
Right.
And it would actually be an improvement, because I think that there was feedback on the sound system, and everyone is very accommodating about that, because they realize that's bound to happen because all that technology is a little overwhelming. However, if there were training workshops, then your team would be stronger, and that glitch wouldn't happen during the show, and it's just a general improvement.
It is, and I would also add a side note to that, mm-hmm. is that sometimes we don't turn off cell phones and we just silence them.
Oh, yes.
And they need to be on airplane mode, or else the signal can, even though it's silent, it can interfere with the mics.
So
any theater goers out there, if you don't want to turn off your phone, at least put it on airplane mode so that there's no interference, because mm-hmm. that is something that can happen also.
I do want to relay a funny story.
All right.
I was never one much for Broadway. But when I was living in New York City, often people would give you tickets. So I did see Beauty and the Beast. And I had just such an enjoyable moment of being completely aghast when there's that scene when the hero is strung up in the air,
yes.
right? Well, guess what happened at the Broadway theater? He couldn't descend.
Oh, no.
So there he was, looking like the Christ figure for an extended period of time.
Yes.
And I'm like, oh, my God. It was like the shock of it. But I got to witness professional actors dealing with the reality of things don't always work 100% of the time, and you must be prepared,
right.
and you can't get angry or irate. You know,
absolutely. Every famous mm-hmm. actor has some sort of story like that, mm-hmm. where there was some sort of glitch, mm-hmm. and either it was their glitch, mm-hmm. or they had to deal with a glitch from something mm-hmm. else, mm-hmm. some other person, or mm-hmm. something technical. And yes, it happens everywhere.
It does. One more story just to share.
It's theater. Whatever it is, it's theater. There's street theater. You know, there's mm-hmm. huge theater. There's these pageants. But they're all good and they're all bad at the same time.
Mm-hmm.
There's probably things that go wrong all the time that we never even notice,
mm-hmm.
because we're only seeing it one time.
Exactly.
When it's blatantly like mm-hmm. a voice cracking, or someone mm-hmm. not being able to get down. You know, oh, Peter Pan's
not
going to land.
He's not descending. Okay.
You know, the flood, the waters don't part when Moses is there. Whatever, you know, we might notice these things. But every day there's probably something that, you know, the balloon doesn't pop, the light doesn't go off or on, the sound effect isn't there. And we still love it.
Mm-hmm.
And it should be entertaining no matter what. And we should be able to look at even our worst productions in community theater and have one moment where we go, oh, well, that made me laugh.
Mm-hmm.
Because it is. It is very easy to make fun of, especially first attempts.
Right.
I've been to many places that have decided they want to try a theater or, you know, try a show,
mm-hmm.
and they have nothing. They're doing it in a church basement. There's no lights. There's no sound.
Mm-hmm.
There's, you know, painted styrofoam blocks for a set. You know, there's nothing.
Mm-hmm.
But there's one moment that you go, oh, that was great.
That was well done.
That was well done. She had a great voice. That was a gorgeous move, something
mm-hmm.
like that. So
mm-hmm.
we should reverse our thinking and go that, you know, well, at least they had that. You know?
Right. And that's the mystery of the theater. The theater-going experience is meant to provide you with respite from the normal world.
Right.
And that's why we get so invested
yes.
in it.
Yes.
Well, that was, you know, on a lighter note, you know, it was a serious discussion of some of the challenges of running a community theater. So what is on the horizon?
So we're hoping in the fall to move on to an original production. There are a few challenges with that. Whenever you write a script, mm-hmm. it takes longer than you think.
Mm-hmm.
And so we may have to move things around for our season. We also have the challenges of where we get to perform it. We have always been able to use a place on the CMU campus.
Mm-hmm.
We lost our assembly hall a few years ago, and we have been in the Little Theater, which is great. This year they're going to do their large opera.
Oh.
So time is going to be challenging to find a niche to, you know, slip in between their productions and their rehearsals. So challenges are on the horizon, making sure that we get the original script done and mm-hmm. find a place to do it.
Mm-hmm.
It should be interesting, though. The story is very cute. The title is Gypsy in the Parlor, and it's got some very good humor, some tongue-in-cheek humor,
mm-hmm.
some great characters, and should be a very interesting play to come to. I know sometimes people are wondering if it's original. It's an adaptation, I should say.
Okay.
So yeah, someone else wrote it and it's being adapted into a script.
Mm-hmm.
But I have high hopes for it. I think it would be very delightful and be able to show off our female talent very well,
mm-hmm.
because sometimes we don't have a lot of good shows with just females.
Although Nonsense.
We had Nonsense and we had Steel Magnolias.
Mm-hmm.
And we tend to look for those because we do not have a large male population, so mm-hmm. this would be a nice chance to call all those males who ever thought they might possibly want to step on the stage
mm-hmm.
and give us a chance.
Mm-hmm.
You know, we would do other shows. You know, we do a lot of children's shows because that's what we have.
Mm-hmm.
We have a large population of
really
kids
point.
Who want to be on the stage.
Mm-hmm.
So we try to involve those people who want to be involved, and we focus on that, and we focus on what our audience wants also. If they make mention of something they would like to see, we'll try very hard to do it.
Mm-hmm.
It'll depend on cost and cast.
Mm-hmm.
But that would be the next thing after Gypsy in the Parlor, would be a more original style
mm-hmm.
production where someone had mentioned, oh, I would love to see you guys do something that has a lot of classic country songs in it.
Mm-hmm.
So taking a note from Boonville's productions, they do something called Love Notes, where they do an original script using
the night
a sort
Hank
of music.
Williams ended up in Fayette.
Exactly.
On a tear.
You know, we can have a, you know, George Washington slept here, but in something, some different form, you know. But that would also be something where we could expand our
mm-hmm.
cast and horizons, because we might be able to look out to, you know, some college student or some
mm-hmm.
older gentleman who,
mm-hmm.
you know, sings Willie Nelson and say, hey, would you like to, it's a one song thing. It'll be a lot easier to rehearse.
Mm-hmm.
And that's something that we do get in trouble with in the winter,
mm-hmm.
is that if we have terrible weather,
oh, right.
it makes it very hard to have a production
mm-hmm.
because you're, you know, stuck not being able to get into the theater or out of your house. We don't get an audience. So
that's
rehearsal time
really,
is of an essence.
Yeah, that's a really good point. I think that given that fact, it would seem you could do a spring show and a summer show and a fall show, but maybe no winter show.
Well, that's it. We kind of call it winter, and sometimes it is and sometimes it isn't. A lot of it has to do with when the director can do it
mm-hmm,
and when there's a space available, because
right.
that, again, is community theater. We do not have a formal theater
mm-hmm.
where everything is there all the time and
right.
we can
right.
choose our own
mm-hmm.
slots.
Right.
We have to depend on others.
Right, yeah.
So.
Well, that's a vision. I think I know that there's been discussion about what would it take to have to have its own theater, but every time I get involved in one of those discussions, it always you very quickly realize you'd have to have an endowment of at least probably $1 million because you'd have building maintenance, insurance issues, and right there, you know, if you can't pay someone to do it, you're asking people to work for free.
Right.
And it's rare that there's a sustainable, that's a sustainable model.
Right.
When people can work for free. So really what Fayette Area Community Theater is kind of a roving...
We're troubadours, you know.
Yeah.
We
mm-hmm.
do. We have to find our space. It would be lovely to have a space. What it would take more than anything, because I really doubt we're going to get that endowment,
mm-hmm.
it would take a lot of community support, that maybe there would be a space where we would not have to buy or pay rent consistently,
mm-hmm.
but that we could claim a space and get support from other avenues. Mm-hmm. There is a theater in another small town in Missouri, I don't remember mm-hmm. where, but probably Steelville, where they have theater part-time, they have concerts, mm-hmm. and they have dances, and they have movies.
Mm-hmm.
And so different people in the community are putting it all into the same space.
Mm-hmm.
So it doesn't put the burden on any one person, and that is something that could be done if we all pooled our talents.
Mm-hmm.
Because it would be nice to have a movie theater again here, but we're not going to support a movie theater, but we do movies on the park, or on the square. And we have movie nights.
Mm-hmm.
So if we could have a space where we truly did that,
mm-hmm.
because the school also will do things like that every once in a while, they've had movies. Well, why don't we pool our resources and put it all together and have a nice space for movies and do a movie once a month?
Mm-hmm.
And that would be taken care of by one section of the community.
Mm-hmm.
And then you have concerts or open mic nights, and that's taken care of by another section of the community.
Mm-hmm.
And then you host dances. I, you know, we have, as far as I know, we have like one dance, the fireman's dance.
Mm-hmm.
And it'd be nice to have more. I love to dance.
Mm-hmm.
And then the theater would be able to have, you know, four shows or something.
Or consistent.
And workshops.
And
you know,
and you could
classes.
Do smaller shows.
Smaller shows.
One man or one woman shows,
yeah.
which are probably, for the actor, for the person who wants to act, might be a real interesting opportunity.
Yes.
You know, and you can do a lot of original.
And do a lot of original.
Right. Well, it you know, it is true that there are 1, 2, 3 new, I want to say, businesses in the downtown area, with the Savory Bakery, the Thrive Ice Cream Shop. There's an artist, I can't recall her name, but she's opening up a studio on the square over by the attic.
Huh?
And there's another young couple who have a business. I think the woman makes clothing for children, so she runs her business out of another business or storefront on the square. So there's more creative activity in the community, and I am a firm believer in the power of the arts to transform a community that does not want to lose its traditions to overdevelopment,
right,
and can sustain the defense against the intrusion of the CAFO industry, because we're a rural county,
right,
and it takes a lot of energy and effort and dedication and commitment to be able to say no to a seeming positive financial gain to when it causes detriment to the environment and causes detriment to people other than the financial beneficiaries of that kind of what I call intrusion.
Right.
So the importance of having a strong theater can't be understated. It's just the facts.
It's just the facts. You know, And we usually are so well supported, so we'd like to continue that, and we always love feedback.
Okay.
We can be seen on Facebook
mm-hmm.
and our email. So you could reach us the Fayette Area Community Theater at fayetteact@gmail.com or on Facebook mm-hmm. by Fayette Area Community Theater.
Mm-hmm. And that, those are two great ways. And if you have an idea that you want to nurture along, reach out to Bridget Hussey. Who are your officers?
We have new board members. Mm-hmm. We have Mickey Foland, mm-hmm. who is up at the Peacock Beauty Shop, so you can always stop in and bug her there, is mm-hmm. our new secretary. Mm-hmm. And Crescence Hundley is actually from Boonville, but has been doing things with Fayette Area Community Theater for the past 4 years, I would say, 4 or 5. She's our new treasurer. We still have Greg Owens as our vice president. We have Chris Hubbard as a member of the board, and Diana Mueller Jensen is our new board member. And then, of course, I am still reigning president.
La presidente, el presidente, el jefe.
This will be I've reached my term limits. Okay. This will be my last year. I will pass it on because mm-hmm. we only are on the board for 3 years.
And then you have to step down, which keeps the organization fresh.
We always want it to be fresh, mm-hmm. and we always want more and more people involved. It sounds like a big commitment for 3 years, but it's not. Mm-hmm. And no, you don't necessarily have to have an office. And you know, we are also a small community, so mm-hmm. we do understand if there's a necessity for someone to step down. But then it's nice to have enough people around that are interested to draw back in. Mm-hmm. And usually we do. We've mm-hmm. got people who have always had an interest and mm-hmm. have been very supportive. So.
All right. Well, thank you for your time today, Bridget.
Oh, you're very welcome.
And we'll look forward to hearing what the next season brings.
Absolutely. Okay. I'll be glad to talk to you again anytime soon.
Okay.